In Florida, starting this fall, teachers will be eligible to carry guns in schools. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the change into law earlier this month. He says it'll make Florida schools safer, which has been a goal in the state more than a year after the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. We want to look at two different perspectives on this change, starting with Bill Husfeldt, superintendent of Bay District Schools in Bay County, Florida, in the Panhandle. He joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Jeremy.
And you are a supporter of this bill. Is your district going to arm teachers?
Well, yes, I'm support of it. I believe that with everything that we learned from Parkland and the timing and need to protect our students, we don't have a lot of choices. We just don't have many options. The required 142 hours of training for individuals, not just teachers, that want to go through this is very extensive. The background checks, psychological background checks as well, help us to weed out. We don't just give guns to anybody that wants one. I mean, there's a very extensive process that we work with the Sheriff's Department. We implemented this last year. Mm-hmm. And so we did not have teachers per se, but we had coaches and ROTC instructors and administrators were eligible for it. And this year, the law expands that to teachers.
Teachers that want to be armed.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, we're not going to have, I don't want to get into numbers because you obviously don't want to tell people how many you have, but there's not going to be a large number of teachers with guns in any one school. I believe that, again, what we learned from Parkland was that there were someone like that wants to do harm is going to do it in a 3 to 4 minute time span. And even if you have an armed law enforcement officer in every school, which we do in every school, even elementary schools, the response time just leaves a crazed shooter enough time to do terrible things. And so one of the things that we believe is a very viable option is to train individuals that are willing to protect our children to do so. And Jeremy, if you don't mind, I'll just say this, that there's no doubt in my mind that most of our teachers would stand in front of a crazed gunman and take a bullet for mm-hmm. our students. But I just feel like that we have got to trust some of these teachers that would do that to protect our students as well and give them a fighting chance. God forbid we have a situation like that.
Now, many teachers are against this, including the American Federation of Teachers. That's the teachers' union. Have mm-hmm. you heard from teachers who don't want to carry guns?
Oh, yes. I mean, we have a great relationship with our teachers union here. The president of the union is not for this. Her and I have had great conversations about it. And ironically, she's a former Marine, but she just does not believe it needs to be done. And I respect her and she respects our choice. The challenge, Jeremy, is for people to understand what happened at Parkland, to delve into the situation, how that all played out and what was done step by step and what you can do to protect your children. Ironically, right now, one of the things we're training all of our employees and starting now is stop the bleed. We're working on that. So we're going to train our teachers to be doctors and nurses. God forbid a student gets shot, but we don't want to give them any way to protect themselves from getting shot. And so this is just part of that process. And I know not everyone agrees with it. I completely understand that. And I'm not one of those that's got a bumper sticker on my truck that says insured by Smith & Wesson. I'm not a crazed gun person, but I do know that specifically what happened at Parkland can happen anywhere. And the response time of law enforcement to get there to protect our children and our teachers just is extremely limited.
There are concerns also that this could lead to more violence and that minority students in particular could be maybe wrongfully shot by a teacher, maybe in a misunderstanding. Some have called for teachers to go through racial bias training. How are you going to protect minority students in case of something like that?
Jeremy, that's part of the training. The racial bias is part of the required training, just exactly for that reason. And I will tell you this, we have a large segment of our population is minority, different ethnic groups. And a large segment of our teacher population is minority. And so we do understand the complications in that, and we all try to improve our individual outlook on that and the process whereby each person is equal in understanding that. Again, we're just not giving a gun to a teacher that we have any doubts or worries about that might not be thinking fully. We are going through an extensive process to vet these people and then to train them. And so I think the likelihood, you know, you want to think that a gunman can never come into a school and do anything like that. That's not going to happen. Jeremy, the board members and myself were held hostage by a gunman here 9 years ago at our school board office. And until you've been in a situation like that where you're held hostage, where someone's got a gun and they start shooting at you and you have no way to protect or defend yourself, I think it's very hard to understand the deep down issues of why we believe this is so important. And again, I respect everybody's different view on this. I know everyone feels differently, but I think people need to look and see what happened at Parkland and understanding that those victims had no level of protection at all from an assailant that decided to come in there and murder children.
Mm-hmm. I still do, though, want to ask you about some of the unintended consequences that people wonder about with a law like this. And one of them is that there could be a child getting a hold of one of these weapons. Is that, how do you protect against that sort of thing?
Well, and I think that happens even with police officers in their homes and mom and dads that have guns in their homes. I think that is always a tragic possibility. I would believe that would be less of a possibility than right now an armed gunman coming into a school campus. I still believe schools are the safest place to be, but I'm not totally blind to the fact that accidents can't happen anywhere. But that's part of the training also, is the maintenance of those weapons and how to deal with it and how to take care of it. So I believe that we're trying to answer what you're talking about, the accidents, the bad decisions. I've been to the training and watched those trainings. They go through very rigorous trainings like police officers do. I even saw them on the range practicing where they had to come around the corner and there was a gunman holding a hostage in front of them, where the person being trained had to decide whether to shoot or not shoot. So, I mean, those kind of things are discussed, and they're part of the training. They're part of the whole process. And, you know, we hope we never get to it. I mean, no one ever wants to deal with something like this. But in the real world we live in now, I think there's a school shooting almost every week somewhere.
Do you know how much it's going to cost to arm the teachers that want to be armed, get the training that's required, and obviously the cost of the guns themselves?
I know that the state put in a hefty amount. It was, I think, approximately $70 million last year to implement it. And I don't think they spent but maybe $30 to $40 million on it. So there's a lot of money put into it. But it still wouldn't cover the cost of adding more officers in schools. As I said, we have 43 schools in our district, and every school has a law enforcement officer. I'm not talking about a security guard. I'm talking about law enforcement officers. They're either on our police force or they're a Bay County Sheriff's deputy. And so they're on every school campus. What we're looking for is what Parkland didn't have, was a backup or mm-hmm. someone to also be there. When you get on some of these campuses, they're two or three city blocks big, some of these campuses are. And there's just no way that you can fully cover the size of these campuses in the time something tragic could happen.
That's Bill Husfeld, who's superintendent of Bay District Schools in Bay County, Florida. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I wish you the best, Jeremy.